Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Holly and Hawsh, Chicago Sports Radio 67 The Score. We want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, we appreciate it. Thanks to our guy, Dustin Rhodes.
Ozzie, where's your confidence level with Jimmy Cordero?
Well, Jimmy Cordero.
And our thanks to Kevin Zipak.
We might be the most obnoxious, but I think we're all embracing it.
And Ray, God love you, Ray. Thanks for everything.
This is soup for my family.
David, that was very funny when you got a laugh out of Ozzie when he tried to answer a Jimmy Cordero question.
Yeah, he kind of he thought that was just hilarious. You know, I guess that's not the reaction you want if you are a White Sox fan. Although it was funny.
Well, and we're delighted to welcome in our friend and colleague, Dan Bernstein. And, I mean, look, Dan, I know that you're pretty angry about one of the great Sox players, one of the great achievements, Jose Abreu, getting robbed of that moment of glory by a loss yesterday and everything overlooked. So
I'm not angry. How can you be angry? How can you be a White Sox fan and be angry right now?
How can you not be angry? I don't know.
If you look back in the history of the White Sox, there have been few seasons in which you should be, in general, happier and more excited. And you need to reevaluate yourself if one loss gets you down in that regard.
It's not the loss.
Come on, man. This is an amusement park.
Dude, it's the fact that they robbed Abreu of the glory of the hitting the new record. I think that's what's upset me. He's got 21 games with a hit consecutively. Mm-hmm. Okay,
right.
Each game counts for 2.7. He's got 56.7 hits in a row. Come on,
he beat Joe D,
and no one's talking about it. What the hell's going on around here?
That would be the ultimate White Sox fan move. The ultimate old school White Sox fan move is to calculate some arcane thing to be angry about as you're at a high watermark for a young, exciting team just setting out, just at the outset of being really, really good. Sometimes you lose to bums.
Yeah,
it happens in baseball.
You know,
I also think whether you want to charge him with an error or not, I think even if he played that right, I thought the throw was the problem, and Grandal was just reacting to a really bad throw. Even if he corrals that, I don't think he gets the tag on him.
Well, bases were loaded, right?
Oh, that is true. Was his foot planted there?
I think it did look like if he catches it, it's an out.
I would need to watch it again to make sure that his foot was there. But the throw was brutal. Just put it on him.
There's been so much angst that it kind of – my favorite moment of the White Sox game last night that was after that whole controversy over Jose Abreu and the catch in the net and everything.
Right.
Stoney made a great point. Stoney's sitting there and he says, I've often wondered, however he phrased it, why are there nets? Why is there netting this year?
Yeah.
What are they protecting? The cardboard cutouts? Why is there netting?
Yeah.
Well, if anything, you might as well, if it's going to be there, they should at least be getting used to it, right?
I guess.
The players should at least understand how to navigate it, negotiate it, and you're probably better off. And it's expensive to put up and take down, isn't it?
I don't know.
They have
down,
no employees. They've laid off everyone that would take it down.
Who's it protecting?
Yeah,
nobody.
Thought about that.
There's no, they're not, you're not losing as many balls into the stance. So it's, He did that on purpose. He sat down and just kind of fell back, and it was all kind of a laugh because of the way that play had gone. And Jason Benetti was infuriated that he was given second, and Stoney just kind of explained it. So, I was glad that that didn't matter.
Yeah, it was just a funny explanation. Like, hadn't really thought about it before. But why is the netting there anyway?
Yeah, you saw the video. Where was it where they had all the giant stuffed animals, like the big sort of, you know, Great America when you make the basket terrible. Of the impossible basket, and this giant teddy bear. Just got right in that coconut, and went all the way back and flopped back in the seat, and then was okay, and it was just, you know, it was funny, but then it just reminds you how scary it can be for people who aren't paying attention there. That's why they have it. You might as well let the players just continue to be used to it.
Are you saying the teddy bear should have paid attention?
Well, he was probably gambling. You know, he's getting his bets in. He's looking at his phone.
The bear was looking straight down at his phone. I just watched.
Yeah, he's looking at his phone. And he's in live in-game betting. You know, trying to make a buck here or there, win a little beer money for after the game, and he takes one right in the noggin. You know, it happens to you.
So Dan, you're Arturs Karnišovas today, and you wake up and you find out, and maybe you find out last night, that Billy Donovan is available. How do you go about it? How aggressively would you pursue and see if he's interested? Because he's leaving OKC because he does not want to be part of a rebuild. Is this a rebuild that he would want to be a part of?
We're going to talk about it a little bit later on in the show and dive deep on this one. Here's the issue, because when we go by what we knew about the Bulls and what they said, the previous regime, so much is unknown right now, where they moved to Jim Boylan. And it's still astonishing to me how anybody could possibly think this was at any time the right thing to do in any way, shape, or form. But he was essentially a point B to point C hire. That was essentially, we've got a foundational core of players. We believe it's time to be competitive. This is the competitive guy. We're pushing go on this. And of course, it blew up in their faces because Jim Boylan's an idiot. But I don't know how they envision, how Arturs Karnišovas and Mark Eversley, I don't know where they think this group actually is. We have so many presumptions based on previous opinions. They have not tipped their hand. Maybe they think this group isn't as ready as the previous regime thought it was. Maybe this is not time for an experienced veteran point B to point C guy with playoff experience. It can look that way to us. But it may not to them. They may be looking at this much more developmentally, in which case Donovan might not be the guy you want.
You know what, though? I mean, look at him and the teams that he's had. And the fact, I mean, I get it. You know, Chris Paul's a great player and a great leader and all that. But that team overachieved, even to the point where they were in a game 7 against Houston. That team overachieved. I'm sorry. For the talent level, they played pretty well. And I think that reflects well on Billy Donovan. And I think that if he can do that with that team, he can do some things with this team. They're short players. There's no question. They need to get better. But I think they're a pretty interesting team because of the fact that you've got this new brain trust there, and they're going to be kind of firing through players, and they got a high draft pick, and who knows.
Well, credibility immediately. You'd have credibility on the bench that you have lacked for too long. And I think you also, there's a factor of, you know, as much as, you know, Karnišovas were trusting and Eversley were trusting because they're new and they're different, they are doing this job for the first time. And having a coach who has done it before, there's some value and experience. And I just think that would be worth pursuing him. But you have to remember, the Pacers, the Sixers, they're probably also going to be pursuing Billy Donovan, so you better not waste any time.
And there was some speculation that his cost would be prohibitive, and I certainly hope in the Bulls' current condition that that's not the case, that they're not looking at that and saying, well, you know, we got to go cheap on the coach here, and it can't be a factor. Look, AK knows him well enough. It's been 5 years of going up against him in the conference, right? Like, this is not an unknown for Karnišovas. The point is, though, pursue everybody aggressively. And I mean that. I mean, call everyone. Alvin Gentry and Nate McMillan and all these guys. Get everyone in your office. It's such an opportunity. It's such a rare opportunity for free looks at so many organizations, and have them come in with a full binder of how they go about their business and their practice plan and what staff they would construct. This is such an opportunity to data mine and to just gather league intelligence because of this Bulls organization that for years has been so far behind, so insular, so sclerotic, so cloistered, that they just haven't been part of these same conversations. And even at the end of it, pushed out of the bubble, like not even allowed to be around it. This is a chance for sunlight and, you know, throw everything open and gather all the stuff about how they do business now in the league that you haven't tried to know. So pursue everyone aggressively.
Well, I think what's fascinating, what makes it the perfect type of thing for what you're talking about, is this idea that no one has a clue as to exactly what AK believes, thinks about players, how he wants to format it. I mean, you look at what happened in Denver, and obviously that's where he came from, so you use that as a blueprint, but we don't know. We don't know if there were things that were done that he might have done differently, or if it wasn't more of a groupthink thing. So I think you're right. I think you've got a chance to get all this information without giving any away.
It's great. It's been so long. We've had such a continuous run of Bulls management. It's been two decades almost of the same. And for this to be this different and for us to not know, it's a little unsettling, but in a good way. You know, this is sometimes the disruption that you need to succeed. And maybe they take a little step back early on, and they've got to, because they haven't done this before. Karnachovas hasn't run a team before, but I love it.
Like there's any hurry, because we don't know after yesterday if the NBA is even going to start before the Super Bowl.
Right. I mean, they've got all the time in the world to do it on their own terms, with the league just absolutely wide open to them right now. And we don't know. We can't go in. Maybe they don't like Lauri Markkanen. Maybe they don't like Zach LaVine. Maybe they don't like Kobe White. I don't know. All we know is what we have seen and what has previously been said, and other people's reputations have been tied to everybody involved. And they may say, nah, or everything that was done with this guy at this position, we're pressing reboot, and we're going to make this guy into something else because we see it differently. So I'm here for all of it. I can't wait to actually see and hear what they do and how they're doing it, because it has to be, the players have to be curious too. But if you're a player, if you're somebody as broken as Markkanen, as confused and disappointed and kind of done wrong by an incompetent coach, say, hey, you know, how do you see me? You know, what do you want me to do? And I'll do it. And who knows? It could be a completely different idea.
How will you be handling this today then?
Well, we got some really cool baseball stuff to start. We're going to examine the situation the Cubs seem to find themselves in of trying to win a World Series with two pitchers. We've got brand new World Series odds that have come out, and I've got some crazy numbers explaining what Yu Darvish is doing. It's not really statistics. It's just kind of measurement explaining how Yu Darvish has become a completely different pitcher by finding one pitch. Believe it or not, that the guy with 16 pitches has found something new this year. He hasn't talked about it, but he actually has something he didn't have. There are also some White Sox pitchers that fold into that discussion as well. We're going to get into the Bulls and talk about the Billy Donovan situation a little bit at 9:40. Mike Florio will talk NFL at 10. We've got all kinds of Bears stuff shortly thereafter. Midday Midway. Hub Arkish is going to do two segments today. He's going to take calls and all bunch of stuff as we follow the news as well.
Have a good
show.
All
right, Dan, have a great show.
Thank you, boys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.